All right, quiet down. Given that you degenerates seem to think that the most lowbrow things are funny, you are going to stay here until you get it all out of your system. All right, now let's do the roll call. Mandy.
Here, physically, certainly fucking nothing else.
Sam.
If you're listening to this, you need therapy like Mandy.
Jesse.
That was it.
Damn it.
All right, they're all here with Mandy, Sam and Jesse. This is Setting the Brow Low.
That's your cue to get me another one.
How's your therapy going, Mandy?
What do you mean? I haven't been doing therapy.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. You just said you're here physically but not mentally.
Yeah, as in...
Wait, she's been doing the same therapy that I was just doing then.
Oh, alcohol.
We just can't talk about it. That's
right. Can you pregnancy. Stop yeah. making me sound like I'm a...
raging alcoholic, yeah. smoking... Yeah, you are.
Vaping
though.
Pregnant woman. I've never done anything illegal in terms
it's
of consuming...
It's not technically illegal, it's just frowned upon.
I haven't consumed anything yeah. illegal whilst being pregnant.
Wow, that really narrows the timeline there.
Oh, what about like,
so
I'm
the
not
way
gonna...
she laboured on it was like, I haven't. Mm. Like, you definitely have.
Yeah. You couldn't look us in the eyes either when you said
but
that.
But we'll That's promise to my... stop talking about it on the pod.
As long as you stop doing it in the studio.
I no, know.
She can keep doing it.
I know what'll shut you up. What? Sam, do you want to talk about your I'll bleep it. Fucking hell.
Jesus.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, was that you editing? I thought you were applauding her.
Yeah. Saying like, cut.
If I listen to this episode back and that's not bleep,
I'll surprise
probably
you.
Probably move to Mexico. Guys, I was at a concert the other night and I have a solution to a problem. Mandy, you'll appreciate this.
Wait.
Jesse, not so much.
Before you go into
okay.
that.
What?
Yeah.
You literally go to a concert, I'm going to say, 5 times a week.
I would say 1 every 3 weeks.
That,
some
look
weeks,
through your phone.
Sometimes it's 4 in a week.
Look through your phone. I reckon the last 4 weeks, you've been to a concert 4 times a week.
That's why I got a credit card.
That is.
That doesn't insane. Make a
it's
lot of
so
sense.
It's just so many concerts. No, I don't know. Like, good on you. But
great
it's
reason
just like,
to get
what?
A credit card.
To
be in
the
debt
oh,
for happiness
okay.
of your life.
Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, what's your solution to what problem?
This one was with work and we went through with a few other colleagues and one of the colleagues that we were there with wasn't so tall and we got there pretty late. And we had the issue that because it's not an elevated surface anywhere, it was just flat ground.
Oh, yeah.
If you're short, you are fucked. You mm-hmm. cannot see unless you can get on someone's shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you probably are usually fine. I don't know if you
Jesse's
ever have... bad luck with that sort of thing.
Nah,
a tall guy in front of you. You're 6 foot yeah. four.
Jesse's
nah, 3.
Sorry,
3.
The one that people are going on his shoulders.
No, yeah. thank you.
And
oh, you
I
say no? Good.
Am the short ass.
Consent is key.
Yeah.
That tries to climb yeah. people like Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. And what do you say to that, Jesse?
No, thank you.
Good boy. Good boy. Learning. Mandy? No.
Yeah.
No means no. Okay? No
but
more
questions. I can't see.
Yep. Well,
it's your fault.
Genetics has fucked you.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a solution for you because what about if it's flat surface, we let people in by height?
Yes.
First two rows are between, you know, 140. Well, how tall are you?
162.
Great. So you're in the sixth row. You're pretty tall compared to the short people.
Okay.
Anyway,
no, but you just, if you get there first, then you get front spot.
No.
But
hey,
everybody,
in general admission.
Hang on. You know how you think this is unfair? How about the fact that we never can see because you fucking tallies are in front of us
yeah,
every single
fuck
time?
Fuck you, tallies come from a middle guy who doesn't give a fuck either way.
No. How tall are you, Sam?
I'm 6 foot.
That's
yeah,
five,
but we have to put
eight.
Up with.
5'10".
How tall are you, Jesse?
6'3".
Were you not listening?
No. Yeah. I don't listen to anything that comes out of your mouth.
Because it's too far away because it's so fucking hot.
Because yeah. I can't hear you from all the way down here.
But we have to put up with fucking tiny little airplane seats. What do you think
about
that?
Tiny little planes.
Tiny little planes.
I thought he was going to say.
I'm flying a Cessna. You're in your fucking Qantas Boeing 737.
I was imagining one of those kiddie planes outside the supermarket that you'd pay $2 to get into.
I thought he was going to say.
Couldn't get him though, did you?
No.
I thought he was going to say, oh, we have to deal with tiny little people all around us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have to deal with that too.
But imagine having each row just a certain height so that everybody, when you go down behind yeah. 20, 30 rows, everyone can still see.
It's a steady incline steady of height. Incline. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I like what you're thinking, but remember when you were in school and photo day came around and they had to try and organise people by height so the tall ones are in the middle so the photo looks symmetrical?
Yeah.
Do you remember how long that took?
Well, I went to a pretty fancy school where they use CGI and we just took individual photos and they photoshopped them all together.
Joking?
Nah. And so it looks just as good.
You didn't even have like the group photo where everyone's awkwardly and then one person's got their eyes closed.
We had a whole school photo of like 1,000 people.
What? So you could have a bunny ears the bloke next to you?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
That's
no.
So boring.
Lame.
Are you kidding? It sounds like it wasn't fun trying to line up for hours sitting in a fucking
Well, you're
row.
Mucking around with your mates.
It was worth it.
What if you're not next to your mates? What if you're next to bloody Dave?
Oh, true. Sometimes you were next to...
Yeah, you're remembering the good memories. There are some bad ones. For me, it was quickly smile, take
and
a photo.
And there was one kid who was just a little bit taller than me, and so he always like, and he was just real competitive about it.
Yeah, he was happy about it.
And so he would always like walk in front of me and just be like a bit like, yeah. And so every time I'd be like, okay, fine, go stand in front of me. And then when we'd have the photo taken, I'd stand up on my tippy toes. So in the photo for eternity... I was
You're
the tall one.
Taller.
And it looked like I let him go in front and was like, yeah.
That's good. Buddy. Well played. Well
yeah.
Played.
I was a piece of shit then and I'm a piece of shit now.
Have you feel good about it? We lost Mandy.
Sorry.
Man, he's checked out.
I've checked out.
Tall people chat. Sorry, Mandy. You lost Mandy.
So my husband, Mike, he had the option to go to Sydney this weekend. We live in Melbourne. And he was saying because one of his best mates lives in Sydney. And then two of his other close friends are going to be there as well.
Oh, that's nice.
And he has a job that he's been putting off because it's in Sydney and he's like, oh, I need to go up there and do this work or whatever. Mm. He's like, maybe this is a good opportunity to like do the work on the Friday and then stay the weekend in Sydney.
Have a bender. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, fucking oath, that sounds like a plan about this weekend. Now, he was saying this to me on Tuesday. The time of recording is Friday.
Yeah.
Mm. And so he was like, fuck, should I go this weekend? I don't know. And I'm like, well, hurry up and decide. Anyway, he was literally, I reckon, for about 45 minutes saying to me, I don't know, like, I'm just thinking because, like, if I go, then everyone's going to want to fucking have a bender. And, like, he basically didn't want to put himself in the position where he was going to get fucking blind.
Is that him trying to be a good husband?
No, not at all.
Wanted or he doesn't want that?
Zero to do with me. Like, I am not in this equation whatsoever. Because, like, we don't have kids. We don't need to – I don't need him home. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't give a fuck if – and we've lived together, just us, for, like, 7 years. We'll be right with the weekend apart. And so I was – okay. So he was like, do I go? And I was like, just fucking yes. Make the decision. He was making me flip a coin and all this shit.
Wow.
Now –
I thought he'd be a pretty decisive human being knowing him, but no.
I don't know. With certain things, he'll just like deliberate for 5 hours. And he was basically just like the reason he was hesitating is because he knew how hungover he would be and then he would hate himself and blah, blah, blah. So he was like, do I avoid that? And then he's like, oh, but, you know, we might not get these kinds of opportunities much, you know, because like everyone's having kids and
it's
like
really,
we're in
it's real risk versus reward because you know you're going to feel like shit for a few days. Yeah. And you're like, is this a worthwhile thing?
Yeah, and he is playing soccer on Sunday.
So
he would have
back.
To fly home on the Sunday morning hungover as fuck, right? Come home and play soccer, which
absolutely
is
absolutely not.
He's playing an over 35s fun game. Oh, I'm pretty sure he'll be all right. So the whole time I was like, I would love a weekend to myself.
Oh, no, you're not a bad human. I like this.
And I was like,
I love this.
You bought him flights. Just to get him to go.
Private charter. Get the fuck out of here.
So I ended up, like, I was encouraging him to go saying, like, you won't get these opportunities, you know, that much. Like, your friends are all having kids and everything. And, like, no one's going on holidays together anymore. Like, it's going to be another 15 years when their kids are older that you're going to finally get. So, you know, go for it, honey.
He even did a whole long-term plan. I like it. Just for 24 hours by yourself.
Yeah. No, it would have been 48 hours because he would have left on the Friday, come home on the Sunday morning.
Go on to play soccer and you wouldn't see him again for a bit.
He was like, okay, let's flip a coin. Now, I was in charge of the flip.
Please tell me you have a rigged coin.
No, I just said.
Yeah.
it was tails, when it was heads.
Where was he? Was he on Zoom? What the fuck?
No, I was just in front of me. He was sitting down at the bench. I was like standing up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, heads or tails? And then whichever one he said,
and then
I said
the coin away.
Opposite, and I was like, hey, sorry, yeah. Anyway, so he's like, all right, I'll go. He's like, I'll book flights tomorrow. The next day comes. I'm thinking like, oh, I got it. Because I don't want to have to cook dinner. Like, as in, not that it's on me to cook dinner. He also cooks, but it's like, I just feel like we're going to then have to have some whole dinner thing. Like, whereas I can just fucking get takeaway on my own.
Yeah.
But he's always like, let's make a barbecue and all this shit. And then there's cleaning up. And also just like being in the house on my own is just such a luxury. Because it just doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
So I just like the idea of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I rigged the coin toss. He the next day was like, so I'm not going to go to Sydney. And I was like,
what?
Why not? And he's like, oh, I just thought about it more and like soccer and blah, blah, blah. Like he just decided against it. And I was like,
did he think about the coin toss anymore?
Okay, look who's just texted me. He can fucking hear me.
Has he said he's going? Check if he's going.
No,
he wants to organize a barbecue.
No, I swear to God, he messaged me yesterday morning saying we're having another couple over, like someone that he used to play soccer with and his wife. He's like, oh, they're coming over for dinner, so we'll do a barbecue. And
So you've got people coming over tonight when you could have had the place yourself for 2 days.
And now I'm like, fucked myself.
So when does your flight for Sydney leave?
I know. See ya.
How do you guys feel about those Dr. Pimple Popper videos?
No, I fucking hate Dr.
You hate them.
I hate popping pimples.
You know what? I love popping pimples, but only if it's myself, Mike, or someone so clean that I don't know why they just don't give me.
Oh, okay. But so you enjoy, like, if you get like a blackhead somewhere on you or whatever and you squeeze it out of your own skin.
Me, yes.
Love it.
Love it.
I hate seeing them get done. I hate getting them done on me. I hate doing them to other people.
Okay, so you're
I'm fucking.
You're out completely.
Hate them.
What about squeezing your own?
Hate them. I let them grow out and then they go away. Otherwise, you pop them and they leave scars.
Oh, Mike does that. And I'm like, you have got a golf ball on your face. Let me, please. And he's like, no.
Nah, but to
his
be fair,
body, his choice.
What a interesting place to take that stand. But like
isn't
with
it, isn't that how it started?
What?
Isn't that how the saying started? Because people, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go do some research.
But blackheads don't leave a scar or anything like that. But if you are doing pimples, then I can understand not wanting to do it. Anyway, the reason I ask is that satisfying kind of like getting something out of your body where people are like, oh, fuck, that's so satisfying.
No, I don't like it.
I found a new one. I bought something on Amazon.
Oh, my God, here he goes.
And it's changed my life. Have you ever seen the inner ear cameras?
I've heard of them.
Sammy's intrigued. Back on board.
What do they do?
Have you bought a camera that goes in your ear?
I bought like this little camera on the end. It's like a tiny little camera on the end of a stick.
Is it like the doctor's thing that they stick in your ear?
Yeah, but it's smaller and it's got a camera on it that connects to your phone so you can see what's in your ear.
I feel like, okay.
Have you got it ear?
Nah, I don't have it ear. But I used it the other day.
It's not the ear for that joke.
And oh my God, it's changed my life.
Wait, what are you looking for?
Are you clearing it or
so
is it just
I had a blocked ear the other day.
And are you sound blocked?
What do you mean?
He's been sick for months.
What? Oh, good stuff.
I didn't get it. What is the joke?
No, I just said, he's basically.
No. This is from swimming, right? Yeah. So I swam and then it got a bit of water in there or whatever.
Swam?
This is from swimming? Is that
do
what?
I care?
Yeah.
But I went swimming and I got a bit of water and it must have mixed with a bit of wax or whatever. And it got stuck right in the back of my ear. And I was like even, you know, when water's in there, and you can't quite hear, but if you lay on your side for long enough, it comes out.
Yeah.
Because it was with wax, it wouldn't come out. And I was like, how the fuck do I get this out?
Do you know, and do you do the whole thing where you shake your head and you look like
and
a crazy
I'm
person?
Hanging upside down. Yeah. I'm trying all sorts of stuff to try and get it out, and I can't get it out. And I just know, I can almost feel that it's in there. So I buy this thing on Amazon. And
how much?
I think it was $22.
That's amazing. You can buy a little camera for your ear for $22.
And then was it $22 postage?
No, free postage. Oh, and it arrived the next day.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And this is not an ad for Amazon.
No.
Whoa.
But I looked into my ear and there was just fucking heaps of wax in there.
Wow.
And this thing comes with a little spoon on it.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. That was my next question.
And you can literally, like, it sounds disgusting.
Oh, you can scoop it out.
If anyone else was telling me this story, I'd be like, you're a disgrace. That's disgusting. And I never want to hear about this again. But because it was myself, I was like, fuck, this is so good. This is the best thing ever.
Wait, where's the scoop?
It's on the end of the camera.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you can see exactly what you're getting scooping out. And you get a big scoop, like a shovel of this earwax. And it's coming out of your ear. And all of a sudden you can hear again. And you're like,
we wear headphones a lot for our work. Mm. Why? We should probably be cleaning our ears out more often.
My ears are fucked.
I also think that these are apparently quite bad for you because if you touch your eardrum with it, bang.
What?
I
bang?
Think you're gone, yeah.
Oppenheimer type.
Burst your eardrum.
Okay, well, don't do it then.
Yeah, so don't do it. But where's also, the eardrum? So satisfying. It's at the, in the
like
back
quite
of your
far
ear.
In?
Don't push too hard.
Oh, you're actually pushing on it?
No.
No, you use a pedal.
Don't do that.
Got ya, got ya.
Yeah, that was
a synth. Nice.
Bit of niche music joke.
Yeah. Not niche. Stuff. Everyone knows the drums.
Yeah, there you go.
Better. That's sick. I'm so much less disgusted by that than pimple popping.
Oh, well, get yourself one on Amazon.
Mm.
Use my referral code, though.
How much do I get off?
Nothing.
Sammy would definitely pop his eardrums.
Mine's just yours. Let's just share.
No.
I was going to say, can you pop mine? Because I've had enough.
Guys, I don't know if I should be angry at my housemate or not, or just accept him for his indifferences.
He's a saint, Jake.
He is an amazing
person. As in he doesn't give a shit about anything?
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit. He's always quite positive. He's actually just a really good guy.
He's literally like, I can't fault him.
Every time I met Jake, he's been lovely.
Well, apart from being too lovely. You know when someone's a bit too lovely?
Case closed. See? You're a piece of shit.
You guys also might be POSs in a sec because I recently went overseas. And I came back through duty free and I did the right thing and I bought two big bottles of spirits, as you always do, coming back into Australia. It's one of the best things to look forward to. Max it out, exactly. Mm-hmm. Get down to the right mill.
Yeah, interesting.
I bought a litre of Four Pillars gin.
Yep.
And then I bought a 1.25 litre of Jim Beam.
I knew you were going to say Jim Beam and I was judging you before you even said it.
Because Jack Daniels didn't have 1.25 where I was. They had a 1 litre and you could get 2.25 litres.
True. So like, and I suppose if they had petrol in another bottle for 2 litres, you would have bought the same thing.
I still get a duty free though, and the tax on petrol those days.
Yeah, I mean, rolling in.
Yeah, cost of living, guys.
I've got a diesel car though, so I'm fucked.
Anywho, just put the Jim Beam in there.
Should have got Captain Morgan's, but I'll let it slide.
Yeah, good point. I could have done a lot of different things, but I just chose that. I was, you know, tired after a big, long flight. Anyway, I took it home. I added it to our bar and we both
drank. Oh, you guys got a bar?
It's like a cabinet.
Cupboard.
It's like a cupboard. Oh, yeah. We call it a bar because we've put a tea towel down and put some glasses on it.
Hot. I bet the girls are into that.
Yeah, they are. They've never actually been in the house. But I take photos.
Theoretically, they would be.
Yes. Anyway, so we both obviously make it a communal area and I was all fine with that. And we came at the end of both bottles, but it conveniently came at a time where Jake, my housemate, was going overseas too. And I didn't bother saying anything to him.
To drink all the...
Yes. Yeah. It's communal. We usually like share, you know, whatever we buy, but obviously this was top-notch stuff. And
yep.
Jim Beam is when it's in the big of the bottle. Anyway, so he went overseas and I thought about reminding him, hey, don't forget to get duty free. I didn't remind him because I was like, he's not an idiot.
He's a good guy.
He knows we're out. He knows...
Yeah, because he drank it all.
That I haven't bought anymore. And then he got home that morning and I said, hey, there's nothing at the bar yet. There's no bigger bottles at the bar. He goes, oh, I didn't end up getting any duty free. And I was like, what?
Because I forgot or because I didn't want to?
No, he just couldn't be bothered.
That is bad.
He's only screwed himself there, really. Well, kind of you too. But he's also like, now he doesn't have cheap booze.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah. Well, that's why I just didn't understand the whole thought process behind it. But he said like they were in a bit of a rush.
What time did your flight get in?
It was 7 a.m. It was an overnighter.
Where were they flying from?
Bali.
Oh, that's a
bad overnighter though.
But it's not.
Because you'd be getting on at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, and then earlier because of the time difference, 3 hours.
Yeah,
from
but
where we are.
Like one.
But
yeah,
still,
but
it's
feels
a
like
rough
one,
old
yeah.
time to be.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just. I feel like.
Would you expect him to then restock it? Because I have been putting the pressure on him lately, and he did last night buy
like,
a bottle of Jack.
I feel like sometimes your tight arseness outweighs.
I just like it to be reciprocated. If you're going to drink it,
yeah,
then
but
I just
you say that, and
think,
then the amount of people that have bought you shit that you've never reciprocated, I just
wow.
go.
I'm a very generous person when I feel like it. Case closed.
And I feel like you have more to add.
He's
to
never
this.
Felt like it.
I thought you were going to add a specific scenario, not just yeah. a blanket. He's a bitch.
What are you doing, Sam?
What is happening over there?
I'm swatting the tissues with my shorts.
Why have you got a pair of shorts? Are you wearing pants?
I'm wearing tracksuit pants.
What are your shorts for then?
I'm going to go for a run after this.
Oh.
Yeah.
On a Friday night? That's when we're recording this. At 6:30 p.m.?
Yeah, I had the most productive day today.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw a guy running. Actually, I want your take on this. There was a guy running. I was driving last night in the depths of winter in Melbourne. Mm. So fucking zero, minus whatever degrees. And there was a guy running.
I don't think it's been minus the last few days. Oh, sorry. It's, yeah, don't get the truth in the way of a good story. Wait. Yes, that's it. Yeah, you nailed it.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
What did I say?
I don't know. And so... I just think, like, when I go for runs on the weekend, which is like 10 a.m. on a Saturday, the sun's already coming out.
Mm.
I am freezing. I'm wearing like thermal long sleeve thing with a jumper over the top, like a windbreaker jumper on the top.
Right.
And long pants and whatever. There was a guy running last night at 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
Freezing. Mm. And he had just shorts on, no top. He had his top in his hand. So, like, you know, when people
yeah.
take it off and run.
Was he ripped?
And I was thinking, yeah, he was ripped. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself, you absolute wanker. Sorry, but how can a tiny, tiny little bit of cloth over your midriff be causing you that much heat? Because the air is
yeah.
ice.
I agree with not wearing, like, the shirt coming off, too much, mate.
So unnecessary.
But I will say that the few times I ever have gone for a run, even when it's early in the morning and it's freezing, I cannot run with a jumper on.
Okay,
like,
so
I
like
have
uncomfortable.
To go out in what I'm yeah. going to finish running in, like
but,
t-shirt and shorts, and I have to just be frozen for the start of it.
But why? Is it the heat?
Because it gets so hot.
Can I add my okay, 5 cents here too?
Yep.
Mandy, as a runner myself, you're not doing enough to warrant a shirt off. That guy has probably run 15 Ks. Anything on your body, anything nah. that's weighted at all, you just want to take off and
not
run
weighted.
Free. It's 5 milligrams.
It's so
still something.
It to me.
I'm the same.
Sam,
if I'm running,
I do hot yoga in a 40-degree room,
yeah.
and I'm wearing a top.
That's you laying down in a sauna.
No, I'm not laying down.
You're not doing fuck all.
No, but hang on. Excuse me. Go and do a Bikram yoga class and talk to me.
I would love to
but
see how many calories
hot.
You've burnt compared to him. He would be so much hotter body heat than you, even if it's minus out there. And he's ran 10Ks, probably at like 4.5 minute splits.
I'm not saying that he's not getting hot. I'm saying that a tiny little piece of cotton that's so thin, like he clearly just wanted to get the rig out.
And
I think.
That's not a heat thing. It's just by that point of running, you're so like cooked. Like you just want to take a bit of weight off. It makes a difference. Then you tuck it in your shorts.
All right, take it back. You're right.
I applaud this guy.
Shit or shit, yeah.
Would you like to kick it off, Jesse?
Okay, I'm torn between, I've got two. Can I give you both or do I have to stick to just one?
No, you can do them both.
You can do them both, but don't come next week and say I haven't got one.
Shit, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Just do one then. Say
So this is kind of multi-layered for the first one. Obviously,
go
let me just get
one.
A gauge from both of you.
Mm.
Yogurt.
I love it.
Okay, that's not the segment.
Oh, shit yeah.
Oh,
shit yeah.
I'm a shit yeah to Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I'm a shit.
And I'm shit to
flavoured
yogurt.
So hold on, you were shit yeah to all yogurts, Sammy?
I'm probably shit yeah to most yogurts. Greek yogurt, more of a shit.
I love Greek yogurt.
Okay, you guys are completely split on this.
I'm a sweet guy.
I'm a bitter bitch.
Real cultured.
literally.
Anyway, Yoplay Me.
Is that the brand?
YoPro?
Yoplay.
Oh, YoPro. Oh, YoPro. So this is actually bringing me on to what I want to talk about. Okay. Yogurt in a pouch.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the little kid thing that you squeeze? Yeah. I've never had one.
It's not a kid thing. Adults do it.
Nah, it is a kid thing, but now they have the, like, YoPro, like the protein. Like
or
the Chobani adult versions.
Yeah, like a post-workout
like
kind
of. Like the fitness ones, but they come in a little pouch.
Yeah.
So maybe they are built for big boys.
Well, they are for big boys and big girls, but I
and why'd you look at me up and down when you said that?
And side to side.
You're a growing boy. And it took me a while. So we're shit yeah to yogurt in a pouch. I can walk around sucking my yogurt out of my pouch.
A little sippy cup.
Because you got to squeeze from the bottom all the way to the top many times.
The reason I thought so much about this was because I was having one the other day as I was leaving work. And when I ride my bike home, my push bike.
Oh, my God. You've got a little sippy yogurt.
With my little push bike helmet on. And I'm wearing my little backpack. Like I'm off to school.
Have you got little tassels on the side of the handlebar too?
No, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Okay. Tell me about to say something else.
All right, Sammy. And you had your sippy cup.
Yeah, and shit, yeah.
Massive shit.
Yeah. I'm about it if it's Greek yogurt.
I think Greek yogurt has pouches.
I know, but
it's Chobani and YoPro.
I'm shit yeah to the pouch, but I'm shit no. I mean, that's not the game. It's shit to the
flavor. Okay.
I think massive shit yeah. If you save on dishes in any way possible, then absolutely use it. I'm not using a little spoon to do something I can just suck out of a.
You just made me realize it does really fuck the environment. But anyway, shit yeah.
Shit yeah. All right, guys. Pedestrian to press the crosswalk button and don't wait for the little man to go green. So the car that rocks up next has to wait for no one.
Fucking shit.
Shit?
Shit. Yeah.
Do the pedestrians have any right of way though? Or
it depends what state you're in. Because in Victoria, pedestrians always have right of way. But in
what?
Yeah.
You just waltz across a freeway.
Apparently.
Probably not
Fuck
a freeway.
Off.
Maybe
not a freeway.
In America,
but still, if
pedestrians
jaywalk.
Have right of way almost everywhere. There's crosswalks, zebra crossings everywhere.
No, but that's a zebra crossing.
Yeah, but they're where you don't expect them. They're on freeways.
In the desert. Yeah. Freeways. But hang on. So you're saying when you press it and you walk anyway and then the car rocks up and no one's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That fucking annoys me as a driver. However, I've done that as a pedestrian.
That's what I wanted to ask. It annoys you as a driver, but if you're responsible for doing it as a pedestrian yourself, then
you've got to cop it.
Oh, I'm a hypocrite. I'm a huge hypocrite.
Yeah.
But
so you are shit, yeah.
Deal with it. Yeah. Well, I'm shit. What I would like to reinvent the entire system, right? So I want to change the premise of your argument.
Oh, you can cancel.
No. Oh, I just think
that's a good one.
Those crossings should always be a giveaway. They should flash orange when people are crossing and you have to give way to pedestrians then. Yeah. But as soon as it stops being orange and it's green again, no red, never any red.
Yeah.
If it goes back to green, then it is a fucking free-for-all
pedestrians
just have to watch out.
Yeah, that's
cross at your own risk.
Shit yeah to Jesse becoming mayor.
Yeah, shit yeah.
That should be your slogan. Shit yeah to Jesse mayor.
Yeah.
Of
an embezzlement.
Embezzlement. All right, shit or shit yeah.
Yeah.
Watching the surveillance footage that's outside your own house. And using it to spy on your neighbours.
Shit, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They're there for a reason.
Okay, so we've got them at the front and the back of our house. And in the back of our house is a laneway.
Yeah.
And we get notified when there's movement, particularly in the middle of the night. Like notified where, if you go
you
on the app.
Marker.
It gives
you
a little marker.
Is it you can see in the dark?
There is a light in the lane, I believe.
Infrared.
No, I think there's a light in the lane.
Oh, okay.
So Mike, he's on the lookout lately because his tools got stolen out of his ute and all this shit. So there's fucking thieves everywhere in our street.
Sucks. That sucks.
Anyway, he's looking at the footage 24/7.
Oh.
And he shows me his phone the other day. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? He shows me his phone and it's this guy, one of our neighbors, who I didn't recognize, but I have a feeling he was like maybe a visitor or something of next door.
Is it the old one?
No, not the 150,000-year-old man that we live next door to.
Mm.
So Mike shows me his phone and there's a guy not only throwing up in the laneway, right?
Oh, he's like, all been there.
It was 2 a.m. when this footage was happened. Hang on. Nah.
On a Tuesday.
It gets on a Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's on
midweek.
Tuesday,
midweek, yep. Right? 2 a.m.-ish. He's throwing up and then he's putting his fingers down his throat. So he's like forcing himself to vomit.
Yeah, strategic. Yeah.
Right? He then sort of sneaks back towards where the door, like the doorway entrance to the laneway for whatever house he was at.
Yeah.
He sneaks back to it like almost to see if anyone's coming. And then he goes back, vomits some more. And then he bends down and he's sifting through his vomit.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he's shitting.
No, he didn't shit as well.
Hang on, what's he sifting through for?
I don't fucking know.
Gold? That'd be pretty
cool.
Oh
my God,
looking for, he obviously was trying to throw something up.
So hold on.
Maybe he swallowed an eight ball or something.
But you're watching the footage and you're going, what is he looking for? Did he appear to find what he was looking for?
So he's bending down and the camera's like behind above him.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Crack.
So we can kind of see like from the plumber's crack view. Mm.
Right.
And he's sort of, we can just see his arms sort
sifting.
Of moving, and then he stands up and walks away. So I don't actually know if he got
was
the
he
gold.
Was he sifting for a long time?
Probably like, I think he actually sifted, tried to vomit again, and then sifted again.
So like, he's not found.
Found it, vomited again, and then
how
got it
quickly
and gone away.
After Mike showed you so that video, far. Did you go and sift through to find
him? No way, yuck! That eight ball.
Shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Also, that's exactly how this is a terrible segue. Why did I say that's exactly how?
No,
that
keep going.
Is exactly how my sister got caught stealing my dad's car.
By eating the keys and
no,
throwing them up?
No, the security camera at home.
Oh.
And dad had literally just had them. She had just got her piece. She was like 17. Dad had just had cameras installed and she hadn't realised.
Oh,
like
yeah.
He told her about them, but yeah. Hadn't really clocked it. And they'd gone away for the weekend. She had all her mates come around and dad's car was like a V8 convertible because midlife crisis.
V8
sick.
Convertible.
V8 turbo, bro.
Yeah.
What's a convertible V8 though? What brand are we talking about?
It was a Mercedes. It was real full midlife crisis
nice.
Shit. And she had all of her mates jump in and fucking tear off around and just do like bog laps. Anyway, eventually when they came home from their weekend away, the notification had gone off and he was like, oh, Ab, come over and just watch this video. Like, I got these security cameras. How sick is this? And she was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh,
and
no.
He showed her.
Anything? And he literally showed her the video.
Oh, got it.
Got it.
Have you ever seen me on your camera when you haven't been there?
Yes.
Did you think anything sus was happening?
Yes. Have I told you this, Jesse?
No.
Oh, okay. So Mike and I are in, where were we? Queensland? We went on a trip recently to Queensland. And
they've renovated their house. They've been to Queensland.
Excuse me. That was our first fucking holiday in 4 years.
Eh?
And we went to the cheapest place
that
in Queensland for
true.
4 days.
You recently went to Tullamarine for ages.
We lived in Tullamarine
you
while
have
our house was getting built.
The beach on the
close
right
to the airport so they can get away real quick.
Hut the fuck up. So Mike was sitting on the toilet and
up in Queensland.
He's watching.
No, so we're in Queensland. Mike and I are in Queensland. I get a notification on my phone saying Australia Post has just dropped off your parcel. So I was like, oh, Mike, whatever. And Georgia, who all three of us work with, she's on your team.
I'm aware.
She was dog sitting / house sitting for me.
Right.
And it was a Friday. I feel like it was
Friday
a weekday.
Afternoon. It was a Friday afternoon.
Friday. And I know you guys don't really come in. You do, Jesse, but usually, Sammy, you work from home on a Friday.
Yeah, most of the time. And then
George
come in the afternoon,
too.
Yeah,
late afternoon for the show, yeah.
And so Mike gets the notification that he's like, oh, the postman's here. Sorry, when the doorbell rings, he gets a notification as well.
Yeah.
So the doorbell rings. I'm like, yeah, it's the postman. He goes, no, it's Sammy. And I was like, who? What? And I walk over to the phone and Mike shows me.
Can't wait, before you say anything.
Sam.
He said, my best mate, Sammy.
Just to be clear.
He said, my best mate.
Yeah. Oh. And you were like, you don't have a mate, Sammy.
Yeah. You didn't even have an acquaintance named Sammy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, come on.
And then you were like, I have a colleague.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck, this backfired. Anyway, doorbell rang. He saw it was me. You saw the footage.
Anyway, I saw it was Sammy. He went in about 20 minutes later, walked out.
Mm.
And I was like,
wait, hold on. But how did you get in?
Georgia opened
was
the
there.
Door. And I was like,
oh,
they're banging.
Oh, a bit of afternoon delight.
And I was like, I cannot believe Sammy is fucking Jesse. Well, not Jesse. Georgia.
Neither can
I. You actually came through the back alleyway. Twice.
And I was like, I'm going to catch him out. So I rang him like, I don't know, the next day or something. And I'm like, so Georgia, right?
Yeah. And like, I was like, what?
He goes, fuck. What? And I was like, oh, okay. That's cool. Anyway, you got me good if you
I went there.
Were banging. And then he goes, Georgia would never. And I was like, that's fair. That's actually what I thought.
I went to pick up the work corporate credit card and we had a chat about Mandy.
Yeah, also.
For 20
dwell
minutes.
On that for a second. I was going to say 20 minutes is way too long.
No, we
yeah,
talked about
I was
it
like, you did it five times.
We talked about it for, oh, we're talking sex or talking about Mandy? Because I was going to say 2 minutes and then 18-minute recovery. That was about talking about Mandy, not about sex. Even though
but
that can
also
be applied.
Yeah, it's also
Ah, guys, we made it. That was a pretty tough one. Pretty tough.
Nah, they're all pretty tough, to be fair to us.
Yeah, for two of us.
It is difficult to be
one person. Having a great time, and that's me. Because usually,
was say,
on a, the day we record this, it is you guys are the only people I talk to. So I appreciate the therapeutic treatment I've had. Mm.
To be fair, sometimes you talk to inanimate objects and they talk back.
Yeah,
so.
I actually thought about doing a TikTok series where I did therapy with inanimate objects, like a toaster.
Are you one of those people that would marry a pole or something?
I wouldn't do a pole. Maybe that fleshlight you got us.
Oh, fucking hell.
Us, me, / Jesse.
It's like we share it, and that is not what's happening.
Anyway, what is happening is following us on the socials, setting the brow low. Make sure you give us a tick.
Yeah, give us a tick of approval.
Oh, fucking throw us a review while you're there.
Oh, throw us. Oh, my God. I'd love to.
Sling us a revy.
We would love to read some reviews out. So if you leave one on like Apple or Spotify, we'll.
Can you leave reviews on Spotify?
I think so. We'll review you.
Bye.
We'll review your review. Bye.
On the podcast. Love it.